This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
When people would take away your rights, the government would take away your rights of religious freedom, religious liberty. We've got to stand.
That's Roy Moore as we kick off the show here, America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you. What a jam-packed hour we have. We're going to, of course, do the other as we normally do each and every week. On our Tuesday into Wednesday show, where I bring Paul on and we talk about things that are happening in our world and reaction to that. And also Donovan Cashin, just 14, he is a car guru. He really is. He stops by and we talk about this really crazy car, actually a couple of cars, including the new Corvette. Might set you back a few dollars, though. But more is the fascination at the top, of course, and his reaction to what's going on, deny, deny, deny. And joining us now from Washington, D.C., and Talk Media News, Justin Duckham. Justin, what's going on with Roy Moore and the reaction to now his race, which is coming up in the second week in December, and these calls by the Republicans to have him step away? Are more people jumping on that bandwagon of trying to have him step away?
They certainly are. We had Paul Ryan today weighing in on this issue. He, of course, is in a different chamber of Congress, but he came out pretty forcefully and said that if Roy Moore really believes in the values he's talking about on the campaign trail, then he should step down, saying that the allegations that have been put forward by the women in question are credible, and adding his voice to the chorus that we've already seen. Yesterday we saw Mitch McConnell joining that, saying that he believes the women and that Moore should step down. We also had the chair of the National Republican Senate Committee, Senator Cory Gardner, coming out and saying, you know, even if Moore does win, there should be an effort underway to expel him from the Senate, something that hasn't really been done by the upper chamber that many times in U.S. history. But in this case, him saying that it would be warranted since Moore has shown that he does not have the ethical requirements to serve in the body. So just a lot of voices coming out. We still haven't heard definitively on whether or not Trump believes that he should be dropping out. We had sort of a boilerplate statement that was released by the press secretary, you know, when the story initially broke, saying that if the allegations are true, he should drop out, but also saying that Roy Moore's career should not be ruined by allegations dating back a number of decades. So we are still waiting to hear where exactly the White House is going to, you know, fall on this. They are the big voices in this. They control a lot of the conversation. And that could certainly tilt things. So right now, a lot of leading voices are, you know, calling for him to drop out. There's a lot of skepticism as well coming from some of the more, you know, conservative circles of, you know, Republican thought. And that could certainly sway things.
Wow. Okay. So while that's happening and the conversation is, I think it's not going to die down anytime soon, you have Senate Republicans saying, Justin, as you know, that they're very intent on repealing the health care law requirement that Americans get health insurance. So that's a big one. How is this going to pass? What's going to happen here?
You know, this is interesting, and this was something that, you know, the text was not really available until about 10:30 or so tonight. And this is apparently what they're going to be moving forward for forward with. They want to combine the repeal of the individual mandate found in the Affordable Care Act with the tax reform bill that they're moving forward with, and that really puts this in some pretty major jeopardy. You know, tax reform looks like, for all of the, you know, controversy it had over, you know, state and local taxes and other big questions, namely how exactly it is going to be paid for, it looks like it had a pretty feasible path forward. Now that does not necessarily seem to exist. This is something that is very controversial. This ties into the struggles that the, you know, Senate had previously trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And nobody's really sure exactly how this is going to be moving forward or what exactly the political wisdom could be for this. There has been some people who have come out and said that with about 13 million people who would lose insurance by repealing the individual mandate, that could free up funding from government subsidies. But nevertheless, this is a fight that nobody really anticipated picking when they started pushing tax reform, and one that I'm sure is going to be very controversial as this moves forward.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, last thing, you covered Senator, well, you cover, you know, obviously everything in Washington, but you covered Senator Bob Menendez. How about this bribery trial? They still don't have a verdict after the judge told them to take as much time as they need to reach a verdict on these 18 counts against this guy who was popular at one point and then not so popular.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's been on my plate for a couple of days now. I'm pretty much assigned to cover the verdict once it actually comes through. But as you mentioned, we've had an issue with a hung jury, somebody who was initially dismissed from the trial after saying that, you know, regardless of where this would move forward, she was going to be voting in favor of Bob Menendez being innocent. Some other jurors who had apparently acknowledged that they had seen news reports of the case that they were, you know, observing and weighing in on. So just a pretty big mess right now. And as it stands, there really is no clear path forward over where exactly this is going to be breaking. And it could, you know, lengthen this for a considerable period of time, something that I'm sure, you know, probably, I guess, buys Menendez a little bit more time, but not necessarily anything that people want to have hanging over their heads as they move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Justin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Covering, as he said, that trial, Justin Duckham, the jury not reaching a verdict. And, boy, the panel sent a note to the U.S. District Judge, so they're going over some stuff. Whatever it is that's tricky, when it's taking more time like this, they're poking around on a few things. They deliberated all day Tuesday. The jury is in its 11th week. If you don't know the story, Menendez and Florida eye doctor Solomon Melgen are charged with running a bribery scheme between 2006 and 2013, where Menendez lobbied government officials on Melgen's behalf, in exchange for flights on his private plane, luxury vacations, all kinds of amazing things that now have had him in this hot water. So the story is one that broke a long time ago, but now this is just the wheels of justice turning, and it doesn't look good for him, but the time the jury takes a lot of times, that means the better for the plaintiff, and we'll see if that's true or not. Coming up next, Scott Ballen, a health policy consultant from D.C., talking about tobacco and public health. Hang with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors
prayers for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
So every year on the third Thursday of November, that's coming up, smokers across the nation take part in the American Cancer Society's Great American Smokeout event. And this is the time when you say to somebody that you know that smokes, encourage them to use that date to make a plan to stop, quit, whatever, in advance and make it that day. You know, quit that day. Even for one day, it's a big, big step. So joining us now, he's in our virtual green room, Scott Fallon. He's a health policy consultant. I mentioned this already, based in D.C. And here's the key. He spent more than 40 years involved in issues related to tobacco and public health. Scott, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Kate.
Do you feel when we, I was looking at the numbers, and do you feel that it's encouraging, according to the CDC, that the U.S. smoking rate has dropped down to 15.1%, and that's from 2015? Do you feel encouraged by that?
Absolutely. There's no question about that. I mean, when you look back many decades and look where the number of people were who were smoking was well over 50% of the adult population. So we're making tremendous progress, but we got a long way to go. In terms of numbers, there are still 35 million adult smokers out there, and they are dying every single year. The smoking remains the number one preventable cause of death in this country. 480,000 people die each year because of smoking. And so we can do a better job. We need to keep our efforts going. You know, we've got taxes that discourage people from purchasing cigarettes. We've got clean indoor air laws that don't let you smoke in public places or even in parks anymore. So we're making progress, but there are some other options and strategies I'd like to talk about on tonight's show.
Yeah, so some of the alternatives, right, are non-combustible forms of tobacco and e-cigarettes. That, and haven't they helped in dropping the smoking rate?
Yeah, they're beginning to help. And earlier this year, the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, said that the FDA is going to take on some new initiatives to add to its already, multiple arsenal to take on the cigarette smoking issue. One will be to try to reduce the levels of nicotine in cigarettes. So that will mean reducing the addiction. But there must be, as part of that, alternative products that are could be available to smokers. And these are the non-combustible products. I have to remind people that it's not the tobacco that kills you, it's what you do with it. When you light it on fire, the smoke goes into your lung, and that causes the cancer, the heart disease, and the stroke. Now, there are new products out there, and there have been some on the market for a long time that are non-combustible, and you can get a cleaner form of nicotine that will reduce your risks of those diseases. And that's where the FDA wants to be headed, with allowing these products on the market and encouraging people to look at that as another option for reducing their smoking risks. And, you know, this is all going to take some time. But a lot of people, including myself, after having been in this for 40 years, are very excited about this option. It includes e-cigarettes that I think many people have heard about, but it also includes other smokeless tobacco products such as Swedish snus, and also some newer products. One that's being, it's a heat-not-burn product. It's tobacco, but it heats the tobacco, doesn't burn it. And that's at the moment going to be considered by the FDA starting in January for making that product available to the public, hopefully sometime next year. So there's a lot of exciting things going on out there. You know, a lot of us who have been in this business for a long time want to see smoking end. We think that's the major cause, and we can do more to step up our efforts. The Great American Smokeout is one way to do that, but these new strategies that the FDA is looking at are even better.
Yeah, and so sadly, in some states, while we're seeing there's having this great effect with, you know, smokeless tobacco, e-cigarettes, all that kind of stuff, like California and Minnesota, they have these new laws that are kicking in that ban retail sales of flavored tobacco products, whether combustible or not. But there, I know this has worked for people I know. Why are flavors so important for smokers trying to switch to the alternatives?
Well, their flavors are not allowed in cigarettes, and I think that's a major step forward. But they should be allowed in these alternatives. They shouldn't be in flavors or marketed that may entice young people to take up the habit or try these products. There are many things that we as adults use that are flavored, and they're marketed appropriately, pharmaceutical products, et cetera, foods. And this has to be worked out and worked through, but a blanket ban of flavors, I don't think is the right approach. And FDA has said that they want to sit down and have a open dialogue sometime next year to work through these issues on flavors. In order, you know, a person, an adult who wants to use these alternative products isn't going to use them if they taste terrible. So you've got to make these consumer acceptable products, but you also want to keep them out of the hands of children and adolescents. And personally, having been in this business a long time, I think that can be done if all the various stakeholders sit down at the table and work through some of this stuff. I know a lot of these state houses and local city councils are, you know, sort of jumping on the bandwagon to ban the flavors, but I think they need to take a step back and look at the pros and cons of it and see this dual approach of giving adult users the option for buying these products while keeping it out of the hands of kids.
Yeah, what among the 40 years is a long time to be in the business. You obviously know a lot of people, have a lot of conversations. What do your counterparts say? What are they worried about?
Well, you know, it's interesting that the tobacco industry, my counterparts are really the tobacco industries, and they've changed dramatically. They are the ones that accepted FDA oversight. They are the ones that are now investing hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars into developing these newer science-based products that are going to have to be approved by the FDA. So there's a potential change in the air. It's a very different environment than when I first worked in this area, when the industry fought tooth and nail against practically everything we tried to do. Probably your older audience may remember the seven CEOs of the tobacco industry standing up before Congress swearing that nicotine was not addictive. Now everybody accepts that, the industry accepts it, and I think this is an opportunity for some real progress to make some changes. I wouldn't say we should trust the industry 100%. I would never say that. But I think that now that we have an agency such as the FDA providing oversight to them, we have some opportunities to make sure what we do has a benefit to public health.
Yeah, and I started this talking about the fact that we have, and you've seen this now for a long time, the Great American Smoke Out. And at least that's a step in the right direction, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a reminder. People have, in many respects, after the FDA got jurisdiction, and even when there was a big settlement between the industry and a lot of lawyers back in the late 90s, people have become complacent about cigarette smoking. They think the problem has been solved and it's going to go away. Now, that may be true in some places like New York City and other places where the laws are much more stringent, but in many, many states, particularly in the states of in the South, the smoking rates are exceptionally high. And you've also got a lot of people who are very poor smoking cigarettes because they're addicted. I have to remind people that, we spend $300 billion a year in health care costs and lost productivity. We shouldn't be spending that. As taxpayers, we're paying for it. So we have to do more to help those people in those areas and places where they're still smoking, where they're addicted, and they don't have the means to quit. The Great American Smoke It has been a tremendous initiative all these years, and I've watched it and been a part of it. But I think that the environment is changing. We have some new opportunities to take advantage of, that we can actually rid this country of combustible cigarettes, hopefully in the next 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, I agree. Scott, thanks so much for coming on. We'll have you on again.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, good information, talking about what is an interesting day and where we are as far as the U.S. smoking rate and what are we seeing with these alternatives, as he was talking about the non-combustible forms of tobacco and the e-cigarettes and, actually what so many people say, how it's helped them quit smoking cigarettes. And initially, that was one of the reasons why many of these companies were formed, because of trying to kill off that habit. So the FDA, the conversation with the FDA, and what's happening in these various really states and how they're deciding on what they're doing moving forward has been really a fascinating process to watch. All right, hang with us, everybody. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on ATN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage.
And Turkey Day means we go away, and my biggest turkey is my husband, Paul. Say hi to everybody, Paul.
Hi, everybody.
You heard the turkeys in the background. So here's the question. Is it okay on Thanksgiving not to serve turkey? What do you think, Paul?
Gotta have turkey.
So it wouldn't be like Thanksgiving if you didn't have it?
No.
All right, so let's ask Andy. Andy, what would Thanksgiving be like without turkey? So you had some other kind of meat. Would that be okay?
Yeah, like a ham or beef stew. I'm just, as long as there's food, I'm happy.
As long as there's food, who cares if it's a turkey?
Yeah, who says I need a turkey?
You don't need a turkey, but it's traditional to have a turkey with the trimmings, with the mashed potatoes and the stuffing and everything else. So I'm taking an unofficial poll. Is it okay to have Thanksgiving dinner without turkey of some sort? I say you gotta have turkey. kill off a few turkeys. You got to have turkey. I was at a friend's house today, and she was telling me that my friend Christine was telling me that they're not having turkey. Yeah, my mess with all that nonsense. They're going to have, like, prime rib or something. Now, don't get me wrong. I like prime rib. But prime rib on a day that's not Thanksgiving. What do you think? You think so too, Paulie, huh?
I agree.
Yeah, I can just rest assured. We're going to the Delaney's house in Florida, and if there's no turkey, I will pitch a fit. And will you help me?
Christmas is for other foods, but Thanksgiving is for turkey.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I agree with you. I think it's okay to serve other foods. My mother didn't. She was bam, bam, bam. It was about the turkey, the conversation about the turkey, about was it moist, the whole thing. I mean, yes, it was a lot of work, but she was an excellent cook, and we always had turkey on both of those holidays. But you're right. If you're going to fudge with one of them, the one to do it on is not Thanksgiving. What's your favorite part about the Thanksgiving day meal?
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, for people who don't know, and of course, why would they know this? When we first were married, I think we were married. Yeah, we were married. It must have been the first year we were married. You, for my birthday, wanted to make me something I wanted. So you made mashed potatoes and London broil. Tell the listeners how much mashed potatoes you made for two people.
I just made the 5-pound bag.
It was giant, the amount. It just kept multiplying the amount of mashed potatoes we had, right?
Yeah, just make the bag.
Just make the bag, Paul. All right, so play along with us. What do you think? Is Christine wrong and the others who think you can just serve whatever you want on Thanksgiving, especially when you have guests? Take our survey. Send it to americatonight.net. Click on contact. And Paul and I vote that you can't. Andy votes you can. How about this? People have spoken and they have voted Blake Shelton as the sexiest man alive. You're a man, but is Blake Shelton sexy?
That's a negatory.
Yeah. I mean, what about, I don't know, George Clooney? I can think of a lot. People that are, no offense actually, but I can think of a lot of people that are sexier than Blake Shelton. He's just recently gotten a lot of attention because he's on, you know, the one show that he's on, and so you see him a lot, but I don't think he's bad looking. I just don't think he's the sexiest man alive. I mean, what is the criteria for the sexiest man alive? Do you know?
You have a good agent.
That might be the best thing you've ever said on this show. You have a good agent. Absolutely. A good agent can make all the difference in the world. All right, I like this. Every year they come up with the 10 worst toys of the season. And the list includes drones, fidget spinners. You know, here's the problem. We have some fidget spinners. The problem with fidget spinners is some of them catch on fire. Did you know that?
I did know that, but the ones that we have aren't electric.
No, they aren't, but here's what they say. The hand fidget spinners by Kip Brothers, they say the fidget spinners are meant for antsy kids, but watch. They said some of the small parts can easily become loose or pulled off. That's not good.
No, that's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing. All right, some of the others that they listed, they also put on Wonder Woman Battle Action Sword by Mattel. They say that the stiff plastic sword can cause facial damage or other injuries to children. Wonder Woman! Can you see those little girls sword fighting and then somebody gets hurt? That's ridiculous.
I can see it.
I can see it, too. All right, speaking of, you know, comic book characters, so we're going to go to Florida. Our nephew, Owen, made us wait to see the latest Thor production. What's it called?
Ragnarok.
And I think Andy saw it and said it was fantastic. Right, Andy?
It was wonderful.
Right, the sarcasm, jokiness, really funny. And so our nephew wants to go see it. The good news, Andy, is you probably went with a ton of people. It was jammed because you went opening weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, but we got good seats.
Okay, so he got good seats. So hopefully we'll get good seats. We'll probably go to Ybor City and see it there.
I got my AMC Stubbs membership upgraded to the best it can be. So now I can just budge in front of everyone for popcorn and stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So you get a free. It's like a fast pass to Disney. You get to butt. How much does it cost to butt in front of lines?
$15 a year.
That's it?
Yeah. And when you refill your popcorn in the middle of the movie, you can just, like, get in front of everyone and be like, I'm in a hurry. I just need my popcorn. Don't want to miss any more
movie. Do you have to pay for that?
No, just the $15.
Wow. Boy, that seems like a good deal, doesn't it, Paul? If you go to the movies a lot, it would be a really good deal. You know what's coming out besides Ragnarok? And I guess we might go see this with him, too. The Justice League movie's coming out. You know about that, right?
November 17th.
Wow, you even know the date.
They've been advertising it like crazy.
Well, the woman who plays Wonder Woman, what's her name?
Gadot.
Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot is in it, and this may be one of the last chances to see her because she's not going to stay as Wonder Woman if Brett Ratner is still involved in the production. Did you hear that?
You told me that.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? All right, I thought this was a brutal story. How about these UCLA basketball players that were detained for shoplifting internationally? What are they thinking, shoplifting? Are you kidding?
I don't know.
I don't know. You have no idea why. Why would you shoplift? I don't get it. And, you know, we're talking about movies because I'm going to bounce back to that for a second. Star Wars is coming up, too. So this is movie season, right?
That is correct.
We better get that cheat and line pass that Andy got, whatever it's called. Fast beat of people
premiere.
Up. Stubbs premiere. We need Stubbs premiere.
And I don't know if I'm just going crazy, but I think AMC stepped up their popcorn game.
Oh, so it's better?
Well, I mean, it's all right. It used to be terrible.
Well, you know why? Because if they let the popcorn get stale, that's when it's terrible, and then they just throw butter on it if you want butter, and it buries how awful it is, but it's not good.
It was fluffier.
Oh. Fluffier. All right. Sounds good. Fluffier. So, how about this? You know, in talking about crazy things with Uber, Uber's being sued by some female passengers. They're saying driver rape and violence. That's terrible.
Yes, that is not good.
Well, and because we know some people that are Uber drivers, and I do, and they're the nicest people around, and that's... I wonder what that's going to cause Uber to do, because they can only have so many checks and balances. I guess you're kind of risking it, but what about when you get in a cab? They still have cabs.
Yeah, they've been in a lot of troubles lately, but it hasn't seemed to slow them down much.
Why? Because people travel, and then they have some mode of transportation to get from the airport to their hotel, and so if it's not going to be a cab, it's going to be Uber. And anybody younger, especially, they're going to take Uber because it's fast, easy, it's already paid for, they come, they pick you up, and that's it. So, I don't know, it's a good question for you, Paulie. So we go travel somewhere, Uber or taxi?
I would take an Uber.
And you have Uber on your phone?
Yep.
And you know how to work it?
Obviously.
Well, remember, didn't we learn when we were at the tables in Vegas, somebody set us up on it?
Yes.
I remember that. I was trying to teach you how to play blackjack. I think this was, I don't know how long ago this was. How long ago was it? Just a couple years ago. Not that long.
Couple of years ago.
Yeah. We took a quickie vacation, I think, because I had major burnout, and you said, let's go, right?
Your hair was on fire.
Oh, my hair was on fire. That expression, your hair's on fire. Yeah. Now it's just completely frayed, so it doesn't matter. All right, Paul. We have our little unofficial poll out there. We'll see what people say. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Nice. Coming up next, Donovan Cashin. We're going to be talking cars here on America Tonight.
probably one of the last.
Are you happy
Blade Runner?
Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kate Delaney again on America Tonight. You know my fascination with cars, although I know nothing about them. Thanks to Donovan Cashin, he joins us again with Off the Lot, or as I like to say, my friend's son knows more about cars than I do, and he's only 14. He joins me. I happened to catch up with him today. I bumped into him. So I figured we would talk about what I happened to also see on Car and Driver. Wow, that Corvette is pretty cool looking.
Yes, it's the new 2018 ZR1. It was just unveiled a couple days ago at the Dubai Motor Show, which is an interesting place to unveil a Corvette, but I can see where they're coming from with that. It has 750 horsepower and 680 pound-feet of torque. Huge numbers from a V8 that is supercharged. The engine is, in fact, so big that it actually sticks through the hood, and they have to put a hole in the middle of it, and you can actually see the engine vibrating and moving when you're under acceleration and when the car's on.
Wow, so it's interesting you say I can understand Dubai, because they have a lot of money there, so they can afford it, right?
Yes. Surprisingly, a lot of Corvettes and Camaros, Mustangs end up in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar. A lot of those places are very into these cars because these are things that you can't really get there.
Yeah. When you talk about the engine and you say how they had to cut the special hole for the engine, that is rather unusual, isn't it?
Yes. The previous car had actually a glass little cover over it, but people seem to not really like that. And I'm quoting Chevy with this. They said, "The hell with the window. Let's just have the engine stick through the hood." So that's what they did.
Do you think people like that? I think it's kind of cool, actually. in looking at the picture.
Yes, it's a surprisingly nice touch. It's, I'll try and picture it for you guys. It's a carbon fiber weave that flows in nicely with the hood. There's a middle, like a kind of racing line down the center of it that is matched up perfectly to the carbon fiber weave on the top of the engine.
So we'll go back here for a second. That was a great picture, by the way, that you painted, but carbon fiber, explain that for people who might not understand what you're talking about as far as the body of the car.
Yes, well, parts of the vehicle, not all of it, is mostly made of aluminum, but parts of it is made of carbon fiber. Carbon fiber is a material which is lighter and stronger than steel, which is a more expensive but a better product.
You also mentioned to me before we jumped on the air together when you were in our virtual green room about this car that's named after the Hennessy booze. Tell me about that.
Yes, it's called the Hennessy Venom F5. It came out at the SEMA show in Las Vegas, which is a special trade show for people in the industry to look at new parts, which is also kind of an interesting place to unveil a world-renowned sports car. It apparently is going to have a top speed of 300 miles an hour, which will be the first production car to ever reach such speeds. It goes 0 to 186 in less than 10 seconds, which is just a mind-boggling number. It goes to 250 miles an hour in less than 30 seconds. And, of course, that's probably possible because it has 1,600 horsepower from a mid-mounted twin-turbo V8.
How much would a car like that cost? I can only imagine astronomical.
Well, the numbers haven't been released quite yet, but I can surely bet it'll be in the range of about $1 million.
Ooh. Now, you know there's this trend for making the big, bad, sexy car also affordable. If you were looking at an affordable car for somebody where, let's say, they wouldn't have to pay, and that's okay with Murphy in the background barking, where they wouldn't have to pay six figures, they wouldn't have to pay over $100,000, what would you recommend?
I would recommend a Corvette, not necessarily the $120,000-ish ZR1, but a more stock Stingray you can pick up for about $40,000 brand new, which is quite a bargain for what you're getting.
But are they good cars? Do they run well?
Yes. Most of them come equipped with V8s, and they're known for their reliability. A lot of Corvettes, people can build them up to 1,000 horsepower usually and still run them with no issues.
And you know, you did briefly mention the Camaro. You know, Camaros are incredibly popular because of the Hawaii 5.0 and the fact that that's back on TV again. So I was recently in Los Angeles and I saw a ton of Camaros. And again, that's sort of like a downgraded version of the hot, sexy sports car, right?
Yes. In fact, it actually uses the same engine and a better transmission. The ZR1, which is like the new top dog, has an 8-speed automatic, but the Camaro now has a 10-speed, which is faster than the transmission in the new Corvette, which is, I thought, was a little funny.
Yeah. Do you think the trend, you and I have talked about this before, about your Tesla and, you know, the fact that you don't need gasoline, etc., and now Elon Musk is developing those cars and they're very hot commodity where they're affordable too for other people. Do you foresee a day in the near future where we don't really have that many cars that take gasoline?
Not in our lifetimes, I don't think so. The price of gasoline right now, I've seen at stations, at least we are in Dallas, Texas, you can see them for low $2 range. And for people to buy cars that are gasoline right now, they're more on the cheap side. You can pick up a running car for $5,000 and go stop at the gas station every couple weeks and pay about, I don't know, $35 into the tank. So unless gas skyrockets in price and electric cars are a lot more available and people don't have range anxiety, that I could see in the future. But the issue is that the cars don't charge fast enough. 30 minutes is good, but not as good as it should be. It needs to be the same speed as a gas, same speed of charging as a gas car, and it needs to be able to go as far or farther than a gas car.
You and I haven't talked about this too much, but I think there is a preference for the color of cars people select. And there's, of course, the old wives' tale about if you drive a red car, especially a sports car, that the cops are going to see you more and pull you over, and they're going to be attracted to that color. Do you think there is kind of a preference of color for a lot of people? Whether is it black? Is it metallic looking? What do you think?
A lot of people, a lot of what I see at least, a lot of grays, a lot of blacks. That is mostly the most safe color for resale value, since everyone either likes it. Some people don't really like that color, but most people, that's kind of their safe bet. If, let's say, you get a bright orange car or a bright green car, then, well, you're looking at something that's a bit more special, but it has to be a certain type of person that wants it.
Right. Do you also think that, because I know you look at a lot of car magazines and cars, do you think there is sort of a little bent toward nostalgia, like people that have bugs, you know, go back and get old cars and restore them, whether they're high-end cars or not as high-end? Do you think there is kind of a little bit of a trend of that? I see that more.
People try to influence the cars that were very popular back in the 60s and 70s. Like, muscle cars have more power than ever. They're kind of like the ones in the 50s and 60s when the original muscle cars came out. But these days, classic cars are a bit different than what they used to be. Cars like from the 30s and 40s, 50s range are no longer really worth that as much, since a lot of people that buy those cars now are not, never grew up with those as kids. So they don't see them as interesting as, let's say, an 87 Buick or something from that era.
You've had the chance to spend some time with really unique people in the car industry and see the kinds of rides they have, let's say. Is there one particular event that you've gone to in the whole time you've been doing this that just blew you away?
In fact, that happened this weekend. It was an event called Wanna Go Fast, which is a sort of drag race event where it's a half-mile stretch at a place here in Dallas called Hensley Field, where they shut it down and pretty much they let anyone who ponied up about $200 to go as fast as they wanted down the half mile.
Wow. And did you get to see that? Did you see those cars going fast?
Yes. A lot of the cars, these people spend their pride and joy, all their money, and put them in these cars. They reach horsepower numbers of in the thousands range. They can go down the half mile, and hit about 200 miles an hour. In fact, one of the cars there was a Lamborghini, and it was twin-turboed. Apparently, it had over $100,000 worth of work put into it on top of the $300,000 sticker price. It's a rich man's game for sure. But he was able to go 250 miles an hour in the span of a half a mile.
Wow. So when you saw that, were other people must have been watching, were they all gasping and excited about that?
Yes. No one. It's mind-boggling how fast cars can get, how much acceleration some of those cars can get. They can really are just, like, they're shot from a gun, pretty much. That's how fast it is. They're gone immediately. It's amazing.
I mentioned at the top of this that you are 14, and I think a lot of people who are so knowledgeable about cars are surprised by that. Are any of the guys your age, are they as interested in cars as you?
Some are, but most people aren't as into it as I've been. I know a lot of people say, "Oh, that's a nice car, that's nice," and then, of course, I know, like, let's say, what color that is, what kind of model is, what year, stuff like that, a bit more than what the average car person would know.
Yeah, well, I said that we were in the virtual green room, so I happened to be with you today when you got the new car magazine. It's, I guess, maybe kind of like when I get Sports Illustrated. Do you get excited when you get the car magazine?
Very much so. I've been subscribed to, I believe this is Car and Driver, for 5 years, maybe. Of course, I love this. I love DuPont Registry as well, just to look at all the cars I can never afford. But it's pretty fun to see it on paper, because you can look at any car on the internet, but to see it in your hands and get to read all the people's writing is quite interesting to me.
Yep. All right. Well, this was fabulous. Thanks so much once again, and happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.